In the passage Lori read this morning, we hear our Lord saying, there's so much I want to share with you, but you can't bear it now. Now imagine how much time Jesus spent with those closest disciples, those who were called apostles. I mean, an incredible amount of time. I mean, he was with them almost day and night for 2 or 3 years, teaching them, talking with them, answering questions. They were there when he preached to the multitudes. They were there when he went into Jerusalem. They were there when he taught in the temple. They spent an incredible amount of time with Jesus, and yet there was so much that he wanted to share with them, and they just couldn't handle it all. Have you ever been in a Sunday school class or some class in school or at a workshop somewhere, and you just got so much information, your brain just couldn't deal with it all, that it just took a little while for it to soak in? Over the next several days, you were going back to that lesson or that workshop, and you were still drawing meaning from that experience. Jesus is trying to tell us that God is speaking to us. The point is, are we listening? The purpose and function of the Holy Spirit is to guide us in all truth, to speak what it hears from the Son, and the Son speaks what he hears from the Father. That these three are one in carrying out the mission of Almighty God. God is speaking to us all the time. Are we listening? Do we hear him? A few months ago, we had a lock-in here at church with the youth, and we talked about a similar topic. And it was about how important it is to read God's Word daily. To spend 20 or 30 minutes minimum a day reading the Word of God. That if we want to hear God speak to us, we need to turn to His Word. And then the living Word and the Holy Spirit will take the written Word and plant a thought or an idea in our minds or even deeper in our hearts. That's how God speaks to us. That's how we listen to God. Now, there are several ways we can approach Scripture. We can approach Scripture informationally. There's a lot of information in this book. And if you don't understand something here, you can go to scores of other books that'll tell you somebody's idea of what you just read. Now, I know that we've got some lay students in here who really study the Word of God, who really go to these sources, who really try to track down. But that's, for the most part, informational way to study the Word. But there's another way to go to the Word of God. You don't have to have a big background in all the kind of books that are necessary to study the Bible. You don't even have to have a tremendous knowledge about the background of these biblical times, although that's helpful. That if we spend time prayerfully reading the Word of God 20 or 30 minutes a day, and begin that process by saying, God, I need you to speak to me. I want to hear your voice. I want that Holy Spirit to tell me the kinds of things Jesus wanted me to hear. Then I know without a doubt, God will speak to you. It may be a single word in that reading. It may be a phrase or a sentence or two. But if we go to the living Word that is Scripture and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us as Jesus sent it to do, God will speak to us. Jesus quoted from the prophets. But God will speak to us only if we have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the minds to understand. We have to want to hear God speak. Now, one of the things the young people asked me, did you ever hear God's voice? Now, I haven't heard anything that I could say was an audible voice from God. I've counseled with some people who weren't crazy, and through prayer, heard God speak to them. You know, it always frustrates me a little bit. You know, I work with people in counseling and lead them to experiences I haven't even had. And I say, Lord, why can't I have an experience like that? I don't know why God decides to speak audibly to some people and not to others. For people, some people to have visions and other people not to have powerful, overwhelming visions. But God promises to each of us that He will speak to us if we will ask the Holy Spirit's assistance, because God is speaking. I was talking to a couple of young people last week, and they were talking about me being a movie buff. You know, I can't even go to the movies without God speaking to me. I'll just go for escape and for entertainment, and yet I hear God saying something in a movie. Maybe just a little portion of the movie. Maybe most of the movie's not worth seeing. But you see, if we approach life expecting God to speak to us, God will speak. That's what Jesus told His disciples almost 2,000 years ago. That's what He's telling you and I today. If we want to hear God speak to our lives, messages that have meaning and power and significance, we must go to His Word on a regular basis. We must pray before we read that Word, that we hear the voice of God. And as we go through the day, we need to pray that God will speak to us through people and situations. God will speak. Are we listening? Let us pray. Almighty Father, You're speaking to us always, so that's not the problem. Give us ears and minds that we might listen. In the busyness of our lives, in the midst of our daily routines, in our joys and our sorrows, in our satisfaction and our frustration, may we live lives that expect to hear You speak and hear Your voice as You share a message with us that helps us to know that You are there and You love us and You care for us. For we ask it in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.